Hey, Mr. Quimper? Mr. Quimper? Oh, I guess he's not here.
I thought I'd never catch that man to give him his change back. Oh, hello, Herb. Sorry I made you wait.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Quimper. It's just one more thing in a whole rotten week.
You had a bad week, huh?
Boy, you said it.
Well, what happened?
What didn't happen? I flunked a math test. I had the flu. I sat on the bench during the whole ball game. My skateboard's broke. I got in trouble for getting my new shoes muddy. I have a sore throat. I can't watch TV
okay,
next week.
Okay, I think I get the idea.
Well, this has been the worst week of my whole life.
Oh, well, it could be worse.
You gotta be kidding. How could it possibly be worse?
Well, you love God, don't you?
Sure, but what does that have to do with anything?
You see, Herb, the Bible says that if we love God, anything that happens to us will turn out for our good.
Really?
Really.
Even flunking a math test?
Sure. I flunked a test or two when I was young.
You did?
Yep. And I thought it was awful at the time, too. But since then, I've learned a lot of good things from it. Sure did make me study harder for a test.
How long do you think it'll be before I see something good in this?
Well, it's hard to say, Herb, but someday you'll see the good. God promises that.
Then I guess maybe this week won't be so bad after all.
Nothing is as bad as it seems when it happens.
Thanks for telling me about that, Mr. Quimper.
You're sure welcome, Herb.
Hey, Mr. Quimper?
Yes? What is it?
Well, what kind of test did you flunk?
Well, I never told anybody this before, Herb, but,
Hey, wait. Let me go get Skip and Priscilla. I'll bet they'll want to know, too.
Herb!
Hey, you guys!
Oh, I shouldn't have brought
her
up.
Mr. Quimper's gonna tell about the time he failed something.